I had a friend of mine do one of those DNA tests with Ancestry.com, I think was the service. But anyway, so she was waiting for the results, and she was quite anxious about it. But anyway, so I came back, and she was absolutely delighted, beaming from ear to ear. And I said, well, what was the result? I'm Irish. I'm Irish, for heaven's sakes. And I go, you're what? Just bear in mind, she's not been born in Ireland. Her parents have been born here. Her grandparents, I think even her great-grandparents. So she goes on to say, yeah. I said, so what percent? He says, 52%. That makes me Irish. And then, you know, I couldn't curb her enthusiasm. But what got the better of me was later on she started to talk with an Irish accent. And she started to put on the lisp of certain things. I said, really? No, I'm Irish now, you know. And I said, anyway, it went on, and I couldn't curb her enthusiasm by much. But you know, there's more to being Irish than talking funny, right? I do want to admit that. But the question is, what is it that defines us? Like, what are those traits? I mean, there's certain, obviously the Irish have certain traits. I wonder, would she be so happy if she came back English? I don't know. I'm not. Let's not go there. That was nasty. That was not nice. But anyway, well, my point is that we have certain expectations, if you would, of certain traits, of certain ethnic, right? And we understand that. But we also have sort of certain ways that we have inside our families, too. I remember I was with a group back in Ireland, and one of the people just suddenly declared, oh, you're such a Maguire. I go, what does that mean? Like, oh, you know, you always, and it went on, and like, I'm going, okay, all right, so, yeah, that's a trait in Maguire's, that's true. And we do have certain ways of doing things, and sometimes they're good traits, and maybe sometimes they're not so good traits. And we have them, and the question is that, what are they, number one, and are they what we want to be? Well, we don't need a DNA test for this, but we know we're all the family of God. We could take a DNA test, but it's always going to come back every single one of us, no matter where we're from in the world. Yep, your DNA is God's. That's where you're from. And yet, what are the traits? Do we start to talk like God? Do we start to act like God? Because that's what these scriptures are actually trying us to get us to do. This letter to the Colossians is exactly that. He's saying to understand that you are a Christian, to understand that you are a child of God, this is how you're meant to act. And he wants to be quite noticeable. He says to be kind and gentle, be patient, to be heartfelt compassion. And put on, above all of these, put a bond, a blanket of love. It's very specific. Now, here's the part that we may not take note of, is that we're meant to treat all the family of God that way. Not just us here in Holy Spirit, or not just our own nuclear family, but all people, the immigrants, and even the illegal immigrants. Because they're family of God. Those who are homeless and broken by either mistakes that they've made or things that have happened to them that have broken them. The people who have lost control of their lives through drug abuse. Or those who have been broken by circumstances of life. The divorced. A multitude of other problems and brokenness that comes our way. We're called to treat all of those family members with gentleness, kindness, forgiveness, heartfelt compassion, and above all else, love. The question is, how do we do it? What's that going to look like? I mean, we come to the table here every Sunday, and we're called to live that word outside in every way we do it. And well, today, the church holds up to us the Holy Family. That's where we start. We start inside our own family. And there's a whole list of here on the very first reading from Ben Sirach or Sirach that says how you're meant to treat your parents. Both mom and dad, and the virtues of treating your parents well. Whether they're young parents, which we got plenty of here, or whether they're elderly parents now unable to fend for themselves. They are largely dependent on us. That we're called to all them, to treat them with kindness, even if they have a failing mind. So it's inside this nuclear family, this family of ours, the family that we grow up in, is where we're meant to start. Now, at least I want to sound naive and think that that's easy, because I think it's not. And sometimes the nuclear family, the family which we grow up, can be sometimes the hardest ones, though, because, well, they are the ones who are closest to us and press our buttons. And probably over the Christmas, my guess is a few of you had a couple of fights during the Christmas dinner or Christmas celebrations. If you hadn't, there's still time, don't worry. But my point is that's oftentimes where friction begins. But that's where we're called to start. And so to church up old Joseph and Mary and Jesus as the model family. But understand that their condition, we often romanticize what their life is like. Remember, they started out as immigrants. They started people, refugees on the run. They were run because the king wanted to kill Jesus before he even was born. And when he was born, they were still trying to kill him. So it wasn't for some years before they returned to Nazareth and then tried to live a normal life. So it was not an easy life. But yet, look at what Jesus in this gospel says today, that he went back to Nazareth and was obedient to them. If Jesus is obedient to his parents, then we are called to be obedient to our parents. Now, if you've got the grace of having your parents still alive, then that's one of the graces we're called to do, is to love them and to be kind to them, as this first reading from Sirach says. But it's not just us to our parents, it's also parents to the children, to treat our children well, to be kind and gentle to them, to be patient and forgiving to them, so that we model the behavior we're seeking from them. And this is the crucible of where we are called to be first Christians. But let's be very clear, that's not where it can stop. It starts there, but it must go out into the whole world to treat all. Because in our church, we believe that every human being is a family of God. And that's hard work. That is really hard work. And so that's why we come to this table. We come to the table to receive strength, not just from the body and the blood of Christ, yes, primarily that, but also from each other. To see that there are others who are trying to work this out, others who are determined to live this family of God principle out. And so that's what we must do. And in all ways, we are called to be loving, kind, gentle, heartfelt compassion, and above all else, put on the bond of love.